Can everybody just raise your hand if you've never experienced what Jeffrey is describing? I don't really see any hands, Jeffrey, do you? Okay, everybody, now raise your hands if you have experienced what Jeffrey is describing. Well, that's pretty much the whole room. So, Jeffrey, I think it's a little drastic to jump to the conclusion that you are somehow hopeless or alone in what you're experiencing. All of us here have gone through some kind of trauma. I mean, that's why we're here. Not all of us have regained our memories. Some among us have, yes, but most of us have not, and for some, it's only been a few months. For others, it's been years. The important thing is that we are here now, in the present, and we've found each other. I hope what I'm saying makes sense, Jeffrey. You're not alone, brother. Am I so calm? Well, I guess for one thing, this is just how I woke up in the hospital. So I guess this is who I am now. And another, and I know this might sound sad at first, but I don't have anybody. But in a way, I guess that's been easier for me. It's less important for me to find answers. It's harder when you have a whole cast of people in your life who love you and remind you every day of the life that you can't remember. All right, well, I guess we're going to have to pick this up next time, because I think our hour is up. So if anyone else has anything else they'd like to share, now's the time. Nobody? Everyone's good? Okay. As always, thank you everybody for making this group into what it has become today. And thank you guys for being patient and tolerating all of these meetings in my home. Hopefully we will find a venue soon. But until then, everybody, say it with me, please. For all the new guys especially, it is not how we remember our past that matters. It is how we live our present. That's right. That's right. That's right. All right, everybody. I think that's it. So I think this was a good meeting, everybody. Welcome. Welcome again to all the new faces. It was good to see you. I hope you you come next month. And everybody, have a good one. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Tom, but you probably already knew that. I don't believe I caught your name in the meeting. That's a very pretty name. You're welcome. Bye, John. This is your first time joining us, isn't it? I would have remembered you, trust me. See you, Jeffrey. Me? Always this nice. Trust me, I am not always a nice guy. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I do, however, consider myself to be very, very accommodating. And see, Ben, hey, say hi to Michelle for me, okay? I hope she can join us next month. Hey, why don't you have a seat with me? So, what's really on your mind, newcomer? Yes, this is really my house. Nope, I have absolutely no memories. Well, I owned this house before my head trauma. The mortgage had been paid. The deed was in my name. I pay taxes every quarter. I pay my utilities. Okay, guys, thanks for coming. Essentially, I woke up to a life of privilege. Tell me, are you struggling, little newcomer? That's okay. I understand. You don't have to open up for me just yet. Just take your time, girl. The house? Yeah, stuffy old thing, isn't it? And huge. I have no idea what I did to earn it. What do I do for work? Well, I must confess that I don't do much for work, actually. I organize this group. I volunteer at the gallery. I'm at the soup kitchen twice a week. I run every day. Yoga 3 times a week. I've got my Netflix and my Hulu. It's fill in the rest. How about you? You ready to open up a little bit? I'll tell you what. Let's play a game. For every question that you answer for me, I will answer a question for you. Any question that you like. Oh, bye, Jackie. Is that everybody? Okay, just leave the sheet on the console and do me a favor and lock up for me on your way out. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I'll see you next month. And now it's just us, my little newcomer. So how about it? I ask a question. You ask a question. Does that sound fair? Good. All right. So, you have already asked me 5 questions. By rights, I should be able to ask you 5 questions. You are not scared of anything, are you? Most people in our situation are scared to death. No, I didn't think so. There's nothing scared about you, was there? Rhetorical. That was rhetorical. But here's a real question. How much of your memory did you lose? Almost everything except your childhood. That's not uncommon. Alright? Question number 3. So what do you remember? Me? You're saying you remember me? What exactly about me do you think you remember? My hands? You remember my hands? Interesting. It's your turn. Ask me anything. Do I remember you? I'm sorry, girl, I do not. But there's lightning in those eyes now. You are toying with me. You already knew I'd say no. My turn. How'd you lose your memory? I'm sorry. Yeah, that must have been a difficult thing to go through. But you don't remember it, right? Alright, you're up, lightning bug. How did I lose my memory? Well, they say it was severe head trauma, damage to my hippocampus. For 48 hours, I was in a coma. When I woke up, I was like this. I'm told there was an unknown person walked me into the St. Wilde's ER, and then they vanished. The police looked for him, never found him. I was bleeding from my head and my torso. Actually, here. Let me just untuck my shirt so I can lift it up and show you. Right there. You see that? Runs straight up my side. Onto my back. Right onto my shoulder. Yeah. Nasty scar. No idea what happened. And they have no idea what opened me up. Anyway, they call what I have dissociative amnesia. I woke up with no memories of my past and no idea who I was. My speech, language, motor skills, they were all there. I was nobody. I had ID on me. They told me my name, Thomas Banter. And I found this place, my home, and I started over. Or started for the first time. Depends on how you look at it. My turn. Do you really remember me? No. Of course you don't. You're just a little tease, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. I believe that was a question. Your turn. Yes, I get lonely. My turn. What are you doing here, girl? In my house? Straying from the pack? Staying behind with the big bad wolf? You were curious about me. Okay. One more question. You're up. Yes, I think you're gonna be just fine. You have family, people that love you. You also have the prettiest eyes, you know that? You got life in you. Beautiful, cunning creature like yourself. Now, you don't strike me as the fearful type. So, I think that you stayed behind because you're lost. You don't know what to do with yourself, where to go, what to do, and you picked me. What's that? You want to see it again? It's a pretty gnarly scar. You don't really want to just see the scar again, do you? No, I think I know what you mean. I'll tell you what. Let's play another game. I will take my shirt off for you, and you can look at my scar as long as you like. Touch it even. I don't care. If you promise to unbutton that flowy little blouse of yours for me, all the way. Is that a deal? Well, little lightning bug, ladies first, I insist. And she starts with the bottom button. You do enjoy toying with me, don't you? Just taking your sweet old time. You know exactly what you're doing here, don't you, girl? Got me biting my lip. Keep going. Fuck. Yeah, just three more. Now that second one just has to go, Christ. Last one. Come on now. Don't tease me for too long. I'm not always a nice guy, remember? I might just take what I want. Fuck me. What are you doing running around town with no bra on? What the fuck, girl? Okay. Well, fair is fair. Alright. It's off. Alright. You can look at it all you want. You like seeing me like this, don't you? Completely clean, well-adjusted, seemingly put-together man with a giant gash on his torso. Just throws the whole thing into a different perspective, doesn't it? I don't know what I did, but I have money, and I have power, and I do what I want. Now, turn around. You heard me, turn around. Face your back to me, and come here. Come on, rest yourself against me. Good, 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 good. No more tit for tat. You listen to me now. Beautiful thing just walking into my home, fucking with me, getting me all sorts of riled up. Tilt your head. Come on, let's get this hair off to the side so I can enjoy you. Right up the neck. And And maybe I'll just nibble on this cute little ear here. So that I can have all your attention as well. You're enjoying this. Holding you close to me. You feel me, don't you? The warmth of my bare chest against your back. That thin little blouse, the only thing separating us. Yeah, you like this. I'm just gonna peel this blouse off you, okay? Let's start with the right sleeve. But not all the way. Just a little bit to show me that. Yes, I love that shoulder. Fuck. Now the other shoulder. Oh my god. Yes. Come here, tilt your head back. I'm gonna kiss you. Let's get this thing off you. So I'm just gonna reach around here and unbutton your denims, okay? I like that. Feeling your little hand on top of mine, your delicate arm resting on my forearm. So together, now, I'm just gonna slide under these panties. Yeah. Kiss me. I bet that feels nice, doesn't it? Just prying you open, searching you, circling that clit, just rubbing it, teasing it, honoring it. Yeah, you're feeling good, the lightning bug. This pussy's all mine for this afternoon. Turn around, look at me. Yeah, you wanted to see my scar? Here it is. Give me your hand. I'm just gonna help you map it out, okay? Now let's take these two little fingers of yours and start at the top. The back of my shoulder, you feel that, don't you? Nasty gash. Trace it down for me. Feel my wounds, girl. That's it. Down my shoulder blade. Down the side of my chest. Down toward my groin. And we're gonna stop right there at my denims. Oh yeah, it keeps going. Kiss me. What are you looking at? Are you staring at my scar? No. That's not it. You're staring at your own little handiwork. You like having that control over my body? Knowing you can make my cock hard as rock and ain't nothing I can do about it? You are fucking with me real good, girl. Yoff. Onto your back, come on. Get on your back. Lie down right now, good girl. Let's get these denims off of you. Yeah. And these. Beautiful. Spread your legs for me. Let me see those thighs open. Fuck. Yeah. I like my little newcomer finally opening up for me. Fuck. And I love these thighs. And especially where they lead to. Yes, this pussy is all mine for the afternoon.
Yes. That feels good, doesn't it? I can hear you breathing. Let's get some fingers inside you. Oh, yeah. You are just the sweetest thing. Where's that spot? Come on, baby. Where's that spot? Can I find it? You think I can find it? Here? Here? Getting close. Where's that G spot go? Where's it? Here. Yes, girl. Yes. That arch. Fuck. Arch that back and come. Come on. Yes. Fuck my mouth with that clip, baby. Yes. I want you to come. Come on, girl. Because as soon as you do, my little lightning bug, we're gonna fuck, so you can come for me all over again. That's it. Yes, yes, girl. Come on, give it to me. Yes. Give it up. Let it go. Use my mouth. Use my fingers. Yes. Fuck yes. Yes, yes, yes. I like watching you buck as you come. You're a wild thing, ain't you? Get these pants off. Turn around. On all fours. Turn the fuck around and hold on to that chair back. Get these knees over the edge. Come on, give me these hips. My God. Just presenting that pussy for me. Yes, you are a dirty little thing, aren't you? You want to show me how filthy you can be? Show me how filthy you are, baby. Come on, find that cock. Come on, baby girl, find that cock. Oh, that's it. You got it. Fuck yourself with my cock. Make yourself feel good. Yeah, back into me, baby. Yes, yes, yes. You are driving me crazy. Give me that fucking pussy. Let me just wrap this hair around my palm and yank your head back. Yes. Good girl. Perfect fucking form. Good girl. Fucking beautiful. Yes. Fuck. You're gonna remember this, aren't you? Come on, get back here. Fuck. Okay, on your back. On your goddamn back. Right now. This leg. Just rest that knee on my shoulder, baby. Yes, while I. Fuck you. Fuck, it's so damn flexible. You made me wanna come. I love looking into your eyes as I fuck you. Let's not forget this. That's right. I wouldn't dare neglect your aching little clit. No. Oh, you just love to push my buttons, don't you? Well, I can tease you too. Yeah, a special little button of yours I can push. Yes, baby, there it is. Nudging that clit with my thumb back and forth. Yeah, well, I fuck you. Oh, let me fuck you, baby. Yes, get that dick. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck that cock, baby. Yes, yes. Come for me. You're gonna make me buck just like you. Fuck. Oh, come on. I'm holding it in as much as I can, baby. You coming? Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Come on, keep coming. I'm gonna fill you up with this load. Yes, spill it right inside of you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, baby. Yes, I'm gonna come. Lean against me, Firefly. Come on, I got you. Let me hold you real tight. Oh, you've been bad. Remember when I asked you if you really did know me, if you remembered me, and you said no? Well, no more games. Why did you lie to me when you said no?